Resources Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Public Commission of the Oregon Legislature, on the Oregon Legislature. So thank you all for being here. Staff, what do we want to do first?
Sure. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I think we should, first of all, let you know that this committee now has 10 members. Frank Bronner and Susan Leeson are no longer members of this committee. They're still members of the commission. Frank, of course, is also a member of the process committee. And Susan is just really busy with other obligations, but she's certainly going to be around to help us write the report. Phew! You have a very, very busy summer ahead of you. Thank you very much for scheduling with us. We have at least 4 meetings planned through September, and I would anticipate that each one of those will be an all-day meeting like they are for today. So we'll be happy to have you attend for as long as you can at each one of those meetings. I think today is merely kind of an educational process. Some of you have seen bits and pieces of this agenda in previous meetings, but it's a good opportunity to kind of rehash what we did earlier this year and get everybody on the same playing field. Commissioner Barrows.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Co-chair. We're so formal. Marjorie,
yes.
This is all for the record, right?
Sure.
This tape stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Marjorie, do we have, you say, 4 meetings this summer?
Yes.
I've got meetings in my daytimer, and I'm not sure whether they're the old committee schedule, new committee. Do we have, could we get 4 dates written?
Yes.
We have those 4 dates today.
We can certainly give those to you at lunch.
Okay.
And they've been sent to your offices, so everybody should have everything
okay.
on their calendar.
And I probably do have it right, but I'm always
okay.
nervous.
We'll confirm those.
Okay, thank you.
But it's generally 1 a month through September.
Chair Latimer.
I think it might be useful to talk about why we joined the two committees. One of the things that Commissioner Seeley and I noted, or at least I did, we were talking about the same things in a variety of different ways, and we thought rather than having to meld them later, we thought we'd just bring the two committees together and do it all at once and not have to have Connie and I wrestle over who did what, where, how, and when. So that's why we brought, we suggested to the co-chairs of the commission that these two committees be combined. And as you can see, because of that, we have a fairly large agenda. I think we can get through it fairly quickly, but it's going to take some hard work.
And actually, that's probably a great segue to our first item, unless there's any more questions or comments generally about merging the committees or work schedule. We have two items, proposal number 36 and proposal number 47, and kind of building on what Co-Chair Latimer has said, as we merge the committees and really trying to prioritize kind of the last big pieces to be addressed, these two actually have some work going on within the building, and I think it's the hope of the co-chairs to be able to, after we hear a little bit from our council and boss, and I'm certainly happy to share a little bit about what we're doing with the branch budgeting process, is to go ahead and we'll be looking for a recommendation to not move forward. What are we calling it?
Take no further action,
these two. And it's really more about a prioritization of workload. I'll quickly speak to number 36, and then we have our wonderful new council, Ann Ross, to speak to the second. On the legislative branch budgeting process, this is actually one of the proposals I have always been personally interested in. And we've already been talking to LFO, our legislative fiscal office, and I think there's hope that they're going to help us work through some of our bumps. And really, at least from where we were coming from, is the 18-month and then the 6-month budget, and in terms of the legislature, it creates some hiccups here and there. And I know that they're looking at that, and it would be my guess that we probably wouldn't need to spend a whole lot of time on that, so I would recommend we take no further action.
Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Cease.
That's fine with me. Is there an item on here that talks about a recommendation for a joint budgeting process?
Madam Chair and Commissioner Cease, are you talking about joint ways and means?
You bet.
Okay, and that was part of the session structure proposal in April, but the process committee certainly recommended that they continue on with the joint ways and means. And that was approved.
I think I may have been there and forgotten. But,
no problem.
We've had or a lot on that committee.
In my understanding, this is literally more about how the branch puts its own budget together, not the...
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense. Yes. I think we'll bring ask our counsel, Ann Boss, to come on up and speak to Proposal 49 and the legislative records retention issue.
Good morning, Madam Co-Chair and Co-Chair Latimer, members of the Commission. My name is Ann Boss, Legislative Counsel, and shortly after I began as Legislative Counsel, leadership met with me and asked that my office do a top-to-bottom review of the Legislative Assembly's documents. And basically, we're going to go through this process in three steps. The first step, which is where we are now, is gathering every possible category of document and identifying every kind of document that is produced by the Assembly, by its members, including individual staff members, by any subgroup of the Assembly, such as caucuses or committees. And we are going to, for each category of document, after we've identified what exists, the second piece is that we are going to do legal research on the extent to which any immunities or privileges apply to documents based on constitutional privilege that applies to the legislature. We'll also be looking at the extent to which the public records law applies to the legislature and any exemptions. And then the final and third step is we are going to develop a draft reasonable retention policy that would apply to every